This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
I know you're able for. You got all power in your hand.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
God bless you and welcome to War Cry Ministry. I thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his many, many blessings. Truly, God has been good to me. He's brought me from a long ways off. I thank God for how he has saved and sanctified me, how he has filled me with the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. And again, I say welcome to War Cry Ministry. Today, we're going to read into your hearing St. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. And they read, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Thank God for the reading. Thank God for the hearing of his word. I praise God on today. Our thought for today is in my Father's house, in my Father's house. And if you would consider with me the first chapter of chapter 14, the first verse of St. John. Jesus is speaking here to his disciples, and he's encouraging them that no matter what you're going through, no matter what kind of trouble that you're facing, believe in God and believe also in me. Because you see, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He's telling us to let not our hearts be troubled. In other words, don't become despondent because of trouble. Because trouble won't last always. He's letting them know that he is going away to prepare a place. So you don't have to worry, because this world is temporary. This world is going to perish in all of the belongings in this world. But he's letting them know that I'm going, and I'm going to prepare a place where you don't have to worry about trouble. One of these days, trouble will be over. In 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 9, the Bible said that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. It says that we are troubled, but not distressed. And trouble here meaning that the fact is that there is reason to be concerned. But on the other hand, I'm not distressed. This is not a 911 call. Jesus told us in St. John to let not your heart be troubled. Don't be troubled. He didn't say don't be concerned. It's just human to be concerned. But don't lose sleep of it. Don't go into a panic mode, because I'm going to prepare a place for you, and it's in my Father's house. He further stated to not to be perplexed. We are perplexed. We can't see our way. We can't see how we're going to get out. We can't see how God is going to bring us out. But don't be in despair, because the situation is not hopeless. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, because in my Father's house, or there are many mansions in my Father's house, our situation is not beyond repair. He said we are persecuted, with meaning afflicted and oppressed. That's a fact. But he said, don't let your heart be troubled, because you're not forsaken. I have not forgotten about you. Remember that in my Father's house, he said, we are cast down, but not destroyed. We are not like Humpty Dumpty. Somebody said he fell off the wall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't even put him back together again. But we are cast down, but we are not destroyed, because in my Father's house. Romans 8:37 said we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Don't let your heart be troubled, because through him we are more than a conqueror. In the 15th chapter of Luke, the prodigal son was far from home, and he wasted all of his money, and he was very hungry. The Bible said that he would have eaten the husk that the hogs eat. But before he indulged in a hog's dinner, he came to himself and said, I will arise and go to my father. How many hired servants and bread does he have to spare? In my Father's house, there's plenty. In my Father's house, there's abundance. In my Father's house, there is peace. This was in a natural sense. But oh, in our Father's house, the Bible says, Jesus taught his disciples, he said, when you pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven. Jesus is going away to prepare a place where the devils can't get there. The devil can't get you. The Bible said there'd be no sickness in Revelations, the 21st chapter. John, while on the Isle of Patmos, the Bible said he was put there for his testimony, and for the testimony of Jesus, and for the word of God. He said, I saw a new heaven. This is in the Father's house. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. I got to hurry right here. Because in my Father's house are many mansions. John saw 12 gates and the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the west, 3 gates on the north, and 3 gates on the south. And the names of the 12 tribes. There was Reuben and Judah and Gad and Asher, Naphtali, Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, Benjamin, Manasseh, or Dan, I believe, was the tribe that was absent. So the Bible in Revelations names, that's Revelation 7, it names Manasseh as a tribe. In that city, John saw 12 foundations, and on each one of the foundations had the name of one of the 12 apostles. There was Simon Peter and Andrew and James and John and Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, who was known as Levi, James, Thaddeus, Simon, and Matthias. These are the names of the 12 foundations. The Bible said that each of the 12 foundations was made out of precious stone. We're talking about in my father's house. The 12 foundations were jasper, sapphire, chalcedony, emeralds, sardonyx, sardius, chrysolite, beryl, topaz, chrysoprasus, jacinth, amethyst. The 12 foundations we're talking about in my father's house. And the Bible says that in Revelation 21 and 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death. Amen. We thank God that I believe when we behold the beauty of that city, all of our sorrows and all of our tears, they're just going to dry up. The Bible said no more death, because death will be have been cast into the lake of fire with brimstone. There'll be no more sorrow. All of our cares on this side will be, they'll pass away. No crying, nothing in heaven to cry about. I'm talking about my father's house. Neither shall there be any pain. How many people down here have to live with pain? There is a city where there is no pain. There is a city where the former things are going to all pass away. I believe the Corinthians tells us that if this earthly house, if it be dissolved, I have another building that's eternal in the heavens. And it's not made by hands. I'm talking about in my father's house. In my father's house, there are many mansions, Jesus said. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going away to prepare a place for you. It's in my father's house. Oh, I thank God for the Father on today. This is a war cry. We are in a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God loves you. May God bless you is my prayer. If the Lord's will, we'll see you next week.
You got all power in your hand.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354. Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.